弟兄姐妹朋友们主日平安
Dear brothers and sisters and friends peace be with you
今天是一个很特别的日子
Today is a very special day
记得在十年前的今天我正在看电视上所播报的事情
About exactly 10 years ago when I was watching TV
我看到美国的标志就是世贸大楼
And I noticed that I saw the symbol of the United States the World Trade Center
正在接受猛烈的攻击
And it was attacked severely
那是一个令人难忘的日子
It was an unforgettable time
十年后的今天记忆力还在我们 的里头是这么的新鲜
And 10 years later today the memory is still very fresh
当然这是一个很特别的日子但是我相信今天是一个更特别的日子
Of course it is a very special day It was a very special day But today is even more special
我看到有这么多的年轻人来到教会
Because I see so many young people in the church
我心里头真是非常的感动也非常的感恩
My heart is filled with praise
因为是时间了
Because it is time
神的救恩不但是临到我们的身上也要临到 the next generation
Because the grace of the Lord not only to us but also to the next generation
因为神在地上设立教会的目的
Because the purpose of the church in the world
就是要为他做见证
Is to be a witness for him
带领人来到耶稣基督的面前领受救恩
So we can bring people to him that they will be able to accept his salvation
我今天看到这么多年轻人坐在这里
So today I see so many young people here
虽然他们讲的语言跟我们可能不大一样
Maybe they don't speak the same language we do
但是他们跟我们一样需要神的救恩
They do also need the salvation
所以愿今天早上我们的信息
Maybe today our message
是上帝直接对你们的心说话
Maybe the Lord speak directly to your heart
愿神在我们当中得到了当得的荣耀
May the Lord be praised among us
今天我们要讲的信息是成为我的见证或做我的见证
The message today is be my witness
这个事情的发生是在耶稣基督受死升天之前
It happened was after Jesus was crucified and died and, but before his ascension
耶稣跟着门徒说
Jesus told the disciples
他说你们要在耶路撒冷城等候父所应许的
He said you are going to wait in Jerusalem for what the Lord the Father has promised
你知道耶稣在这个时候他在他们的当中大概有40日之久与他们讲说神国的事情
It was about 40 daysthat Jesus was with them and telling them about the kingdom of God.
耶稣知道40天之后他要离开这个地方他要回到父那里去。
Jesus knew that after 40 days he would go back to the heaven to the Father.
但是在他离开之前他却讲了一句非常非常重要的话。
But before he go back,he told them a very important word.
你们要在耶路撒冷等候父所应许的。
You are going to wait in Jerusalem for what the Lord has, the Father promised.
但圣灵降在你们的身上，你们就必得着能力。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚。直到地极做我的见证
And you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the world, of the earth
我们要问一件事情
We are going to ask
当耶稣离开之前，他讲的这句话的重要性到底在哪里？
When Jesus said this word, and what is the importance of this word?
我们知道今天美国的这个国家，
Today we know the United States as a nation.
在经济上有很多的冲击。
The economy has been attacked for from many sides.
所以美国总统奥巴马正在这里为这个经济制度在那里烦恼。
President Obama is troubled by the economy of today.
美国这个国家的社会上有很多很多道德堕落的现象。
And in the meantime, in the nation, the morality is kind of declining.
还有在道德上也越来越低落。
And also, ethics is kind of getting worse.
所以我们在想，当耶稣离开的时候，他为什么没有说你去建立一个经济王国？
So we may think, why didn't Jesus told his disciples that you go ahead and build a mighty power of economy?
为什么没有建立一个很好的社会制度
or to build up a very good social system?
为什么讲说你们要在耶路撒冷等候父所应许的？
So why he said wait in Jerusalem for the Father has promised?
所以这里头的重要性就是不言而喻了。
So the importance is very explicit.
到底父所应许的是什么？
What is the promise of the Father?
在第八节就告诉我们，但圣灵降在你们的身上。
So in verse 8 it told us, but when the Holy Spirit comes upon you,
你就必得着能力。
You will receive power,
做我的见证。
And be my witness.
圣灵跟着做见证是息息相关的。
Holy Spirit and the witness are very close to each other.
我们对圣灵认识吗？
Do we know the Holy Spirit?
圣灵怎么样将能力赐予给人呢？
Holy Spirit, how does Holy Spirit give the power to the people?
假如我们回过头来念旧约，我们看创世纪第一章。
If we go back to the Genesis chapter 1,
创世纪第一章第二节讲到，
verse 2 of chapter 1 says,
当神创造这个世界的时候，渊面黑暗，地是空虚混沌，神的灵在这上面运行。
When the Lord created the world and the heaven,
If you have Bible, you can turn to Genesis. 只要你们有圣经，你们可以翻到创世纪第一章的第二节。
And the earth was formless and empty, darkness was over the surface of the deep.
但是神的灵在上面运行。
And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
所以神的灵是参与神的创造。
So the Spirit of God is participating in the creation of the universe.
我们是神所造的。
We are the creation of the of God.
所以我们能够跟上帝能够有所交通，能够谈话。
So we can communicate with God.
但是呢，人自从堕落以后，
But when man when the man falls,
人里头就产生了变化。
So the man made had a change in himself.
这个变化就是他们的所思所想都是邪恶的。
When what they think are evil.
所以在创世纪第六章的时候，
So in chapter 6 of Genesis.
上帝说，既然人里头所思所想都是邪恶的，我的灵就不永远与他们同在。
Because the men are evil in their heart all the time, so the Spirit of God is not going to be wisdom anymore.
神的灵不普遍的与人同在，但是神的灵与神所拣选的一些人仍然同在。
So the Spirit of God is not going to be with everyone in the world, but he be with those who he's elected.
就像在以色列当中，他们的君王，他们的先知，他们的祭司。
Just like in Israel, their king, their kings, priests, and prophets.
神的灵与他们同在。
The Spirit of God was wisdom.
除此之外，在神所拣选的人里头，就像约瑟，像但以理，神的灵也与他们同在。
Those people who God selected and chosen, and like Daniel and Joseph, and the Spirit of God was with them.
神的灵与他们同在，就给他们的带来了一些特别的能力。
So the Spirit of God gave them this special power.
就像但以理跟着约瑟，他们能够解梦。
So like Joseph and Daniel, they can interpret the dreams.
还有神把他自己的灵分给了比加列。
So such as God gave his spirit to Bidaria.
That's the best, that's close that we can get. 这位是哪？这一位是神所差派来建立建造圣殿的。
And that is the person who God has chosen to build the Holy Spirit, the temple.
神给以色列的百姓在建造会幕圣殿的时候有很多的指示。
When God instructed his people to build the tabernacle, and God had many instructions.
就像我们今天盖房子一样，盖房子一定需要有个蓝图。
Just like today, when we build a have a building build up, we have to have a drawing.
这个蓝图告诉他们这里要怎么做，那里要怎么做，所有的细节都要根据这个蓝图来做。
The drawing has all the explanation for every detail, and all the people all needs to do is to follow the instruction.
所以当神要建他的居所，建他的会幕的时候，他也把这个蓝图告诉了比加列。
So when God wanted the people to build for him a tabernacle, and he told this to Bigariel.
你知道一个人假如没有智慧的话，能不能把这些事情做好啊？
If a person do not have the wisdom, could they accomplish the work?
所以神把他的灵降在比加列的身上，给了他有智慧，给了他有能力来成就神托付给他的。
So God gave Bigariel with wisdom and understanding, so he will be able to accomplish the work.
之后以色列的百姓虽然在神的恩典中，
So afterwards, even though the people of God were still in the grace of God,
但是他们越来越败坏。
But they were declining or in their morality.
所以神借着先知耶利米和以西结对以色列百姓说，
So Jesus, the Lord, through Jeremiah and Ezekiel and speaking to them.
告诉他说，我在末后的日子要与你们另定新约。
And told them that at the end time, God is going to have a new covenant with them.
这新约的内容基本上就是把一颗新的心，把新的灵放在他们的里头。
The new covenant in reality is that God is going to give a new heart and in new spirit in their heart.
So 之后神又借着先知约珥。
So afterwards, God through Joel
告诉他们说，在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌在所有有血气的人身上。
So at the end time, the Lord is going to pour his spirit upon all the people.
你们老年人要 见异做异梦，少年人要见异象，你们的儿女要说预言。
The old people will be able to see the visions, and the younger people will also see visions.
当耶稣基督受死、被钉十字架、升天复活之后，耶稣对他的门徒，在今天我们所读的经文里讲，你们要等候父所应许你们。
So when Jesus died and resurrected, before his ascension, he was telling his disciples, "You wait in Jerusalem."
在《使徒行传》第二章，当五旬节来到的时候，圣灵就普遍的降临在神的儿女们的身上。
In the Pentecost, told us in the Acts chapter 2, the Spirit came and upon all the disciples.
所以从这个角度来看，神父所应许的是什么？父所应许的就是圣灵。
So from this point of view, we see that what the Father promised is the Spirit.
因为圣灵的降临是要目的是要来成就耶稣基督的救恩。
The coming of the Spirit is to fulfill or to complete the salvation of Jesus Christ.
我们在过去在旧约的时候，我们看到神的灵带来了能力，带来了智慧。
In the Old Testament, we saw that the Spirit of the Lord bring wisdom and power.
在今天神托付给我们一件新的事情，就是去做他的见证。
But today the Lord gave us a new thing is that go and be witness for him.
这件事情的本身不是靠着我们的能力，也不是靠着我们的才干来做的。
Which is not depending on our capability or our power.
而是靠着圣灵的能力。
But it is through the power of the Holy Spirit.
今天神的父的应许已经应验在我们的当中。
The promise of the Father actually it has fulfilled among us.
我们每一个属神的儿女，我们身上都有神所赐给我们的圣灵。
Every children of God has the Holy Spirit in him.
所以我们的问题是，神既然把圣灵赐给我们，我们要做的就是要去为耶稣基督做见证。
So for us today, because the Father has given us the Spirit already, so what we need to do is go forward and be His witness.
做见证容易吗？
Is that hard or easy to be a witness?
做见证首先第一点，你要认识耶稣。
To be a witness, first you have to know Jesus.
在两三个礼拜之前
About two or three weeks ago
我们教会有一位朋友决定接受耶稣基督成为他个人的救主。
In our church we have a brother, a friend, he decided to accept Jesus as his own savior.
当他做了这样子的一个祷告之后
After he made such a prayer,
我们就说好，你可以现在跟我们一起来领受饼杯。
So we told him that you can come together with us and to receive the Holy Communion.
因为通常假如你还没有信主，还没有接受耶稣基督，在我们的教会中，我们是暂时不让他们领受饼杯，因为这跟他们没有任何的意义。
Because before they accepted Jesus, we didn't.Let them receive the Holy Communion because the Holy Communion doesn't have much meaning to them.
所以那天他跟我们一起领受饼杯。
So that day he accepted the Holy Communion with us.
当他领受饼杯的时候，他眼睛里头充满了泪水。
When he received the communion, he filled his eyes filled with tears.
之后他来跟我说。
Afterwards, he told me.
他说我曾经在人跟我传讲福音的时候，我是这么的抗拒耶稣。
Before that, he said, when people were telling him about the gospel, he was resisting.
因为他是从一个无神论的国家来的。
Because he came from an atheist country.
他的一生的教育，他一生的信念，就是这个世界要靠自己。
All he was told, and he fully convinced that he in this world you have to depend on yourself.
但是那天在他领受饼杯的时候
，But that day when he received the Holy Communion,
圣灵在他的里头让他看见十字架上的耶稣。
The Spirit let him see Jesus on the cross.
他说那天仿佛他就在十字架的下面。
He said on that day he felt himself just like in front of the Holy in front of the cross.
他看到耶稣在十字架上的那些痛苦。
He saw the suffering of Jesus on the cross.
他说那本来应该是我在那里所承受这一切的痛苦。
He said that should be me on the cross to receive those suffering.
他说我从来没有想到神对罪的有这么严厉的处罚。
He said he never understood before that God had such a severe punishment for sin.
所以那天他领受饼杯，也就是他一个新的人生的开始。
So when on that day when he received the Holy Communion and it was the beginning of his new life.
他说耶稣既然这么爱我，
because of Jesus so loved me,
替我付了这一切的罪的代价，
paid off all the prices of the sin.
他说我成为神的儿女是一件何等幸运的事情。
So I become a child of God is such a blessing.
我今年已经75岁了。
I am 75 years old already.
他说我的人生中没有任何一个时刻比我现在还满足。
In my whole life, he said, I have never been so satisfied in my heart.
当他讲的时候，他眼泪又从眼眶里头不断地流下来。
When he was telling those things, his tears was flowing.
我想这是快乐的眼泪。
I think that was tears of joy.
这就是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Spirit.
我们人能够解释什么呢？
What can we explain?
我们没有办法的。
We cannot.
那圣灵来叫我们认识耶稣，带领我们进入这个真理。
The Holy Spirit come and so he leads us to know Jesus and come into truth.
这是一件很奇妙的事情。
It is a marvelous thing.
我跟各位讲，还有一个人我认识他。
I tell you, there's another one, another person I know him.
这个人是一个很骄傲的人。
He is a very proud person.
大概这个 proud 还没有办法形容他里头的那个骄傲。
Maybe proud is not sufficient to tell the pride in him.
Arrogant.
He is arrogant. Okay.
因为我认识这个人，所以我敢说他。
Because I know him, so I could say that.
他在慕道的期间，大概。有两年多的时间。
When he had been a seeker for almost two years,
他每个礼拜五呢，他都到这个团契里头去跟人家一起查神的话语。
So every Friday he went to the Bible study and to study the Word of God.
但是呢，他每次去只有一个目的。
But the only purpose he went to the Bible study.
就是说告诉你们，告诉这查经的这些人说你们都错了。
He was trying to tell was to tell everyone in the group that you are wrong.
因为这些都是科幻小说。
All this is like
science fiction.
Fictions.
所以他就是带着这样子的心态，每个礼拜五去跟人家查经。
So he was in such a mind to the Bible study.
但是弟兄姐妹看到他的时候，都是很欢迎他。
But all the brothers and sisters in the study, they welcomed him.
因为他们想，这总是一个机会，来比不来要好。
That is an opportunity for them because they thought if you come, it's better than when you are not come.
虽然他的是一个非常骄傲的人，虽然他讲话的时候，这个鼻子是这样往上翘的。
Though he was very arrogant,
但是呢，因为他们觉得说他还是一个，还是要给他一个机会。
But they still felt that they should give him an opportunity.
所以当他来查经的时候，前三个月，他把在座的所有跟他一起查经的人都得罪光了。
So he offended everyone in the group within the first 3 months.
我知道他每次礼拜五查完经之后，他就打电话跟人家讲，对不起，我讲的话不太适合。
So after the Bible study, he called those people and asked for their forgiveness.
基督徒是一群很可爱的人啊。
Christians are very lovable people.
虽然他们吃亏，虽然他们有很多的话，他们讲不清楚。
Though they are maybe being taken advantage of, or they cannot explain exactly what he's supposed to explain.
但是他们里头有一个非常被爱所充满的 heart,
but they have a heart filled with the love.
所以他们就非常的容忍他。
So they deal with him with patience.
还常常的请他到他们家去吃饭。
And they also invited him to their homes for dinners.
但是这个人呢，不但骄傲，他还很古怪。
So he was not only arrogant, but he was weird.
That's a good translation. 他每次去的时候，他就跟他们说：“今天我们不谈天上的事情。”
Every time he went to the people's house, then he said, "Today we don't talk about what's in heaven."
当然，人家请他去的目的就是要跟他讲属灵的事情嘛。
Because of course, people invited him because they wanted to share with him the things, the spiritual things.
但是他总是跟他们讲，今天我来纯吃饭，不讲天上的事情。
So he said, "Here we I come only for eating, nothing else."
上帝还是有上帝的时间。
But God has His time.
当上帝爱上你的时候，你再怎么样你也跑不掉。
When God loves you, there's no chance for you to leave.
我记得有一次在布道会的时候
，once in a evangelical meeting,
这个人和他的其他两个好朋友一起去参加了这布道会。
This guy went to the evangelical meeting with his friends.
那天讲员就是讲，你们要永生吗？
The subject at that time was, do you want the eternal life?
讲的那个讲员真的是讲的非常的好，带着圣灵的能力。
The speaker filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, and the sermon was with power.
他的两个朋友都大受感动。
His two friends was moved.
他跟他的两个朋友讲，你们不可以成为叛军。
So he told his two friends that you shouldn't be rebellion.
所以当讲员在呼召说，你们有没有人要信主？
So when the speaker had a calling and anyone wanted to accept Jesus,
那个人就跟着他旁边两个讲，好好抓着凳子的旁边，不要把手举起来。
He told his friends, "With your hands, hold on the seat. Don't lift them up."
但是神还是没有放弃他。
But God still didn't give him up.
因为这个人的骄傲，他认为他自己有本钱。
Because of the arrogance of this guy, and he thought he can depend on himself.
因为他根据世人所说的，他是所谓的五子登科的人。
Because of the according to the world, he in Chinese we call 五子登科 That means all his children are so good.
他的孩子很好，他有孩子。
he had children, so all children are very good.
他有房子。
And he had he had a house.
他有学位, a degree.
And he had degrees. Okay.
他还有车子。
And he has cars.
对一个外国人而言，他还有居留权。
And also he had the PR.
你说他是不是一个很不错的人？在人的眼里头看起来，他是不是一个很不错的人？
From the world point of view, he was a pretty good guy.
所以你觉得他需要耶稣吗？
Do you think he need Jesus?
当然，他觉得他不需要耶稣。
Of course, he probably don't need Jesus.
但是，既然你来到了查经班，既然你跟着基督徒交往
，so when if you come to the Bible study and if you have friendship with Christians,
这就告诉你，上帝已经爱上你了。
That means you are you are loved by the Lord.
所以，这是时间迟早的问题。
It's just the time.
所以。他就继续又到查经班去查经，到教会去听道。
So he continued his attendance to the church and to the Bible study.
但是他每个主日去的时候，他就是把太太跟孩子送到教会，他就坐在车上。
Every week he just send his wife and his children to the church, and he sat outside in the car.
他在看报纸。
And he was reading the newspaper.
里头讲的是有关永生的事情，外头所关系的是世界大事。
Inside in the church, he talk about the eternal life, but he was outside talking about reading the events of the world.
但是上帝还是没有放弃他。
But God didn't give him up.
在将近两年之后的一次退休会当中
，About 2 years later, in a retreat,
这个人跟着他的家庭，还有他朋友的家庭，他们都一起参加退休会。
His family, he and with his family attended the retreat meeting.
在这个退休会最后的时候
，At the end of the retreat,
大家有一个分享
，There's a sharing time.
就像各位的退休会一样，最后大家有一些分享，有一些聚集分享。
Just like you, among yourself, in a retreat meeting, had a sharing time.
这个负责这个领会的这个同工
the leader of the meeting.
就请大家分享在这退休会里头你们有什么得着。
So ask people to share what they have learned in the retreat meeting.
坐在这个人的旁边是他的另外一个朋友。
This guy sat with a friend in the meeting.
他们两个坐在一起，看看这退休会主持，看看这个童工。
So they look at the worker.
其中他右边的这位就跟着这个童工说：“我要信耶稣。
”So said on his right hand side, his friend said, "I want to be a believer."
当这个人讲完了之后，他旁边的这一位弟兄，就是这位很骄傲的这一位人。
So after he said that, then this guy and who was arrogant,
他也站起来说，我也要信耶稣。
He stood up and he said also, I want to believe in Jesus.
那一次的退休会所讲的是尼西米建造城墙。
Retreat. The subject was Nehemiah building the wall.
根本跟一点连跟福音的关系都没有。
It's not really related to the whole to the gospel.
但是这两个人却站起来说，我要信耶稣。
But these two guys, these two persons, decided to accept Jesus.
以前参加布道会的时候，讲员呼召你只要举起手就好了。
In the evangelical meetings, and when the calling was going, and you only need to raise your hand.
但是上帝对这种骄傲古怪的人，他有他的方法。
But God, for those weird and arrogant people, he has his way.
他要这个人自己站起来，在没有人呼召的状况下，起来承认他是一个罪人。
Even without calling, and God wanted them to stand up themselves and to tell people he confessed he's a sinner.
你说上帝奇妙不奇妙？
And he, do you think the Lord is marvelous?
这就是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of Holy Spirit.
今天这个很骄傲的人就在你眼前跟你说话。
Today, this arrogant person is the one who is speaking to you.
圣灵在我们的心里头。
The Holy Spirit is in our heart.
他更新变化我们的思想。
He changes our thinking.
他借着神的话语来改变我们。
Through His Word, He changes us.
所以我们所信的不是一个宗教的形式。
So what we believe is not just a form of religion.
我们所信的是这一位又真又活的神。
What we believe is the true and the living God.
这位神在我们的心里头。
This God is in our heart.
他要与我们建立起一个亲密而又美好的关系。
He wants to establish a close and beautiful relationship with us.
他要带领我们过着一个有意义的人生。
He wants us to live a life full of lives.
我从来没有想过。
I never thought of this way.
有一天我会站在这里跟大家分享神的信息。
One day I will stand here to share the message of the Lord.
因为当初我来这边念书的，我的心，我的 dream.
So when I came, at the beginning, when I came, my dream was
成为一个伟大的科学家。
To be a famous scientist.
虽然我在药厂上班。
Though I worked in a pharmaceutical company,
我不敢说我是一个伟大的科学家。
Though I couldn't claim that I'm a great scientist,
但最起码我也做跟科学有关的事情。
At least I was working something with, in science.
但是在我的心里头，
But in my heart,
这个工作永远没有办法使我的心得到满足。
That work couldn't satisfy my heart.
虽然这个工作对我而言是非常有兴趣的一个工作，
Though the work is very interesting work.
但是在我的心里头，真正使我的心得到满足的是，
But in my heart, the real thing that satisfy me
是我能够成为神的儿女，
That I can be a child of the Lord.
因为我的人生价值观不再只是在今生这一方面。
Because the value in my life is not in this world anymore.
我的人生价值观已经从今生转到永恒。
My value has turned from this world to eternity.
每当我晚上睡觉的时候，
Every night when I went to bed.
我心里头总是充满了感恩的心。
I always filled my heart with the thanksgiving.
因为我看到我当年的这种骄傲，这种古怪的性情。
Because I saw my arrogance and my weirdness.
上帝并没有放弃我。
God didn't give up on me.
他拣选了我。
He has chosen me.
成为他的儿女。
To be his child.
你说这是不是奇妙？神的爱是不是奇妙？
Don't you think this is a miraculous thing?
对我而言，虽然我觉得我有一切可以夸口的事情。
To me, although I have almost everything that I can be proud of.
但是神知道我真正的需要是什么。
But God knows what I really need.
上帝不是高高在上，当然他是高高在上。
God, though he is an exalted God and he is above everything, but he is not just above everything.
Thank you. Very good translation.
He even came to this world and to save those people.
不是我有什么好处，上帝必须得拣选我。
It's not because I have some goodness that he had to choose me.
不是因为我有什么能耐，我有什么特别的能力，上帝一定要喜欢我。
It's not that I have some ability that God had to have me.
不是因为我在学校的成绩有多么的好。
It's not because I have such a great grade in the school.
也不是因为我的长相特别好看。
It's not also because I have a good looking.
所以我常常让我迷惑的就是，上帝为什么会爱上了我
？I always felt so confused why God loves me.
我相信上帝爱你们是理所当然，因为你们每一个人都比我好嘛。
I thought God loves you is of course because every one of you are better than me.
特别是高传道嘛。
Especially me.
但是神是很奇妙的神。
But God is marvelous God.
他的恩典真是超过我们所能想象。
His grace is beyond our understanding.
今天我能够在这里为上帝做见证。
But we can be here today to be His witness.
我只有说，这都是上帝的恩典。
I can only say that this is the grace of the Lord.
这是圣灵的能力。
That is the power of the Holy Spirit.
先前我讲到，当我们信了耶稣
，before when I talk about when we believe in Jesus，
是不是一切都一帆风顺
？Are we going to have everything smoothly in the world？
答案是 ，No.
The answer is no.
当你信了耶稣以后，你真正的人生开始了。
When you believe in Jesus, and really the life of your real life is the beginning.
我记得我那个时候信主的时候，我想，我觉得我是全世界最幸福的人。
So when I just believe in Jesus, I thought myself the most lucky person in the world.
就像我当年跟我太太在谈恋爱的时候一样。
Just when I was in love with my wife.
你知道谈恋爱的人他是没有理智的。
When I was in, you know, the people in love, they don't use your, their 理智。
Logic. 很多事情都是感受。
They just use their feelings.
Yeah. 所以我觉得跟被神拣选成为神的儿女，这是最幸福的一件事。
So I found that to be a child of God is the most blessed thing.
但是我刚刚讲到，我们所信的不是一个宗教的形式。
But I said earlier that what we believe is not just a religion.
我们所信的神是要改变我们生命的神。
But our God is the one who wants to change our lives.
要改变我们的生命，跟着耶稣基督一样的荣美。
So he wants to change us so we will be the same as the Lord Jesus and like him in glory.
所以很快的蜜月期就结束了。
So very quickly the honeymoon was over.
蜜月期一结束，我们就看到自己真正要学习的功课。
Then I started to see what I really need to learn.
第一个就是面对我的脾气。
The first I have to face my temper.
当你的家里头有 teenagers，
When you have teenagers in your family，
他又是一个男生，又是一个不讲理，又是一个非常有主见的人。
He is a boy and he is not reasonable and very self
opinionated.
Very self opinionated.
这注定在这个家里头不会有和平的。
So this house is not going to be in peace.
虽然以前没有信主的时候，大家可以和平相处。
Before I believe Jesus, and we can be together in peace.
但是信了主以后，却发觉说和平相处成为一个很困难的事实。
But after believing Jesus, then the peace.Become kind heart.
我也不知道为什么，每次我看到我孩子的这样子的一个行为举止，我就会说圣经这样子说。
So every time I said, I saw my boy and he behaves a certain way, I would tell him, Bible says so.
每当我说圣经这样子说，他就越生气，
Every time when I say Bible says so, he got more upset.
当他越生气，我就越生气。
When he's upset, so I got even more upset.
这就好像是一个连锁反应。
It's a chain reaction.
我以前认为我自己的脾气很好。
Before that, I thought I had a very good temper.
有一天我照着镜子看，我说这个人我认识他吗？
Once I look at in the mirror, I told myself, said, "Do I know this guy?"
你看看，怎么一天到晚就在那发脾气
？He's in anger all the time.
有一天我们在周五的聚会当中。
One day when we are in the Friday's meeting,
我们有一位年纪比我长的弟兄在当中。
There was an older brothers with us.
他在社会上很有经历。
He was a very experienced person in the society.
他也在社会上当过公司的董事长。
And he was
CEO
in a company.
所以他告诉我说，发脾气不是问题。
So he said to have bad temper is not a problem.
我教你怎么来克制他。
I tell you how to handle it.
他说每当我要发脾气的时候我就深呼吸一口。
So every time when I know I'm going to explode, I breathe deeply.
所以我的那个怒气就被我压下去了。
So my anger was suppressed.
我说哇我好羡慕。
So I said I was so jealous.
所以我就照着他的方法。
So I followed his way.
回去跟我儿子说话。
I was telling my son.
照着以前我又说圣经如此说。
According to previous what I told you, Bible says so.
当我儿子一听到的时候，他的那个脾气就马上就爆出来了。
But when his son said heard that, he exploded.
我还没有来得及吸吸吸吸吸气的时候，我马上就回应了他。
Before I had time to breathe deeply and I exploded also.
所以我知道吸口气不 work.
So I know deep breath is not working.
几个月之后，在我们礼拜五的查经聚会。
A few weeks later in a Bible study meeting.
我就看到我这位弟兄垂头丧气的坐在那里。
I saw this brother sitting there and quite depressed.
我就问他说：“你为什么这么垂头丧气的坐在那里
？”I told him why are you so depressed.
他说：“我今天早上跟我老板吵了一架。
”So he said, "Today I had a fight with my boss."
当我听到他说吵了一架的时候，我眼睛变得这么大。
When I heard he said had a fight, then my eyes opened.
我说你不是吸吸吸吸吸吸气就一切的怒气就解决了吗？
Because I was thinking, I was telling him, don't you say that you just the deep breathing, then you are going to solve all the problems?
他说今天我还没有来得及吸气，我已经就爆出来
了。He said today before I had time to breathe deeply and I exploded.
所以吸吸吸吸气是不 work.
So. By breathing deeply is not work.
但是什么可以致使我们身体的恶行呢？
But what can put death to our bad works?
圣经中讲到。
The Bible says.
这也是我牧师特别告诉我的。
This my pastor. My pastor told me.
唯有靠着圣灵才能致使你身体的恶行。
Only by the Holy Spirit you can put to death your bad deeds.
这记在罗马书第八章第十四节。
Romans 8:14.
这个靠着圣灵致使你身体的恶行，这个致使不是一次，这个致所要表达的是一个持续性的。
So this put to death is not just the once after, only, it is continuous.
所以意思就是说我们要不断地靠着圣灵来致使我们身体的恶行。
In other words, we put to death our body is that we have to do it continuously.
所以我的问题并没有解决，这个发脾气的问题还没有解决。
So, my problem had not been solved because the temper has not been solved.
我虽然知道这节圣经，我虽然知道这样子的真理，但是我要怎么做？
But even though, because what should I do?
圣灵引导我们进入真理的里头。
So the Holy Spirit lead us into the truth.
他把这一个静态的真理变成一个动态可以走的道路。
He turned this static truth and make it a dynamic dynamic way.
所以我就来到上帝的面前跟上帝祷告。
So I came to the Lord and pray to him.
我跟上帝说，主，我承认我的脾气不好。
So I told the Lord that yes, I confess I have a bad temper.
每当我跟我自己的孩子这样子针锋相对之后，
Every time when I had a fight with my my boy,
我心里头觉得有很多的内疚感。
I felt sorry in my heart.
但是我又没有办法克制自己不这样的去回应他。
But I could not control myself not to do such thing.
主啊，帮助我。
So I prayed, Lord, help me.
所以在我的心里头就有这样子的一个安慰在我的里头。
So in my heart, I have such a comfort in my heart.
他说，这个安慰基本上是这样子的。
This comfort is like this.
这是一个成长的过程。
This is a process of growth.
这是一个生命致死的过程。
This is putting the process of putting the life, put the old life to death.
你相信我吗？
So you believe?
把你的坏脾气交给我。
So turn your bad temper to me.
我说 Hallelujah.
Then I said Hallelujah.
把这个坏脾气把它拿走。
So Lord, take this bad temper away from me.
所以我在那个时候祷告完了，我心里头充满喜乐，我想这一次我就不会再跟我孩子发脾气了。
So after the prayer, I was filled with joy. I thought I would never be angry with my son anymore.
我觉得自己觉得还是一个蛮聪明的人。
I felt myself as a smart guy.
为什么在那个时候我这么愚蠢呢？
But why was I so stupid on this thing?
会有那样子的想法，从今以后我就不会再发脾气了。
Could I even think that I would never be in bad temper again?
离开了房门以后，一走到外头。
So after I left the room and came out,
我儿子站在那里。
My son was standing right there.
跟我说他要出去跟朋友玩。
He told me that he wanted to go out and play with his friends.
我马上跟他说不可以。
I answered him, said no.
接下来结果你们自己知道。
So the result afterwards, you know.
我又回到房间里头去。
I went back to the room.
我说主啊，你说把这交给你 doesn't work.
So I said to the Lord.He said to give my bad temper to you, but the Lord, this didn't work.
但是问题不是上帝，问题是我自己。
But the problem is not God, it's me.
所以我在之后的年岁，我逐渐的明白。
So afterwards, gradually through the years, that I gradually understand.
因为圣灵牵着我的手一步一步地往前走。
Because the Holy Spirit leading me step by step and walks along.
每当我跟我孩子有这样冲突的时候，我就要回到上帝的面前，借着祷告来跟他诉说这些事情。
So every time when I had a conflict with my son, I went back to the Lord and prayed and to talk to him about those things.
之后慢慢慢慢我的脾气我开始能够克制了。
Gradually I can handle my temper.
很多的时候在针锋相对的时候。
Many times when right in a conflict,
圣灵提醒我离开现场。
The Holy Spirit told me take off.
所以当我离开的时候，我们就有一个缓冲的时间。
So when I left there and then we had a time to be the buffer.
所以逐渐的我的脾气就不会这么快就出来了。
So gradually my temper wouldn't explode so fast.
所以并不是说我们不会发脾气，而是说我们学会了怎么来靠着圣灵的力量来控制我们的脾气。
So it's not that we won't be angry anymore. It's just through Holy Spirit we learn how to be able to control my temper.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们，
So brothers, sisters and friends,
我有一个好消息要告诉你们。
I have a good news for you.
假如你们身体上有任何的恶行的话，
If you have any bad deeds in your, in your life,
第一个你要认知到这是一个你的恶行。
First of all, you have to know that this is your bad, something bad in your life.
当然你们可能都很完美。
Of course, you probably are perfect.
不需要经过我这样子的痛苦。
You don't have to go through what I have go through.
但是假如你们看到你们生命中有需要被对付的部分，
If you see in your life there is something you need to, to change,
把它带到上帝的面前。
Take it to the Lord.
神的灵会帮助你们。
The Spirit of the Lord is going to help you.
靠着圣灵能够将你们身体的恶行致死。
By the Holy Spirit, He is going to put to death your body.
不要灰心。
Don't be depressed.
也许不是明天就 work.
Probably is not going to work immediately.
但是一年两年之后，你回过头来看。
But afterwards, so after few years,
你会发觉你的生命已经改变了。
You will see that your life has been changed.
这就是神奇妙的救恩。
This is the marvelous salvation of the Lord.
成为我的见证是很丰富的一个主题。
So to be my witness is a very rich subject.
也是我们每一个人在信主之后，我们都要成为耶稣基督的见证。
Every one of us who become a Christian, we all need to be the witness of the Lord.
但是我们所靠的不是我们自己的天然人的才干能力。
But we don't depend on our own ability or our power.
我们是靠着圣灵的能力。
We are depending on the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们何时学会了依靠圣灵？
When we learn to rely on the Holy Spirit,
我们何时就有能力为耶稣做见证？
Then we will be able to be witness of the Lord.
若是神允许，
If the Lord permits,
下一次我在各位当中，我跟各位继续分享我们如何出去做见证。
The next time if I share with you, I will share with you how to go out and be witness.
但今天早上我真的是很心里头非常的兴奋。
But today I'm filled with joy.
因为上帝的信实，他已经把人带进到教会的里头。
Because the faithfulness of the Lord, He has led people to come to the church.
在这里我看到各位的面孔，这些熟悉的面孔，我心里头很感恩。
When I see many of the faces, familiar faces, I'm filled with thanksgiving.
我看到这些新的面孔，我心里头也一样的感恩。
When I see those new faces, I was also filled with thanksgiving.
因为这是上帝的时间。
Because this is the time of the Lord.
他要把这拯救的信息传给每一位需要的人。
He wanted to give this, this message of salvation to everyone.
就像他当年爱上我，拯救我一样。
Just like he loved me and saved me.
连我这种人上帝都会爱，更何况你们呢？
God even loved the one like me. He would love you even more.
我们低头祷告。
We pray together.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
愿你拣选之爱。
Because we pray that the love of your election
充满在这个教会的当中。
Fill this church.
主愿圣灵的能力也充满在这教会的里头。
May the power of the Holy Spirit fill this church.
愿这个教会是一个传福音做见证的教会。
Make this church be a church of spreading the gospel and be witness to you.
愿今天来到这里所有听见福音的人都是神你所拣选的。
May all everyone who come to you and be all who has been chosen by you.
主愿这里没有一个人是失丧的。
May there is no one who is going to be fall.
我们谢谢你对今天与我们的同在。
Thank you to be with us.
祝福我们在座的每一位。
Bless everyone among us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.